Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
I wish you could see the picture that goes with this audio because it was amazing. It just gives you chills. It's the line of police officers as they surrounded Danny Golden when he left the hospital today on his way to a rehab facility. If that name doesn't ring a bell for you, Daniel Golden is a Chicago police officer who was breaking up a bar fight and was shot and is now paralyzed from the waist down. Family friend Liam Hopkins is on the phone. And Liam, were you there? Did you witness your buddy being wheeled through that crowd of all the people showing love?
Yes, I was, Lisa, and thanks for having me. I mean, it was just truly incredible. There's hundreds of family and friends and neighbors out there to support, and about 100, 150 Chicago police officers. Just, you know, truly incredible to see our guy Danny within 3 days. You know, he's already on his way to Shirley Ryan to continue, you know, his fight to get back and keep going. And it's just truly humbling to see him and the smile on his face, and he's ready to go.
Honestly, it's a miracle that he's alive, really. I mean, it's just a blessing from God. So how long you been friends with him?
I've known Danny and the Golden family for about 20 years. My older brother and Danny are best friends, and we went to St. Rita High School together. So on the South Side, it's a close-knit community, and Everyone knows everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, he's not the only cop in his family, right?
No, he's not. He's actually third-generation law enforcement, and they're a family filled with veterans. Him and his four siblings served in the military.
God, it's just amazing. They've dedicated their life to service. I know that he's got nurses in the family and firefighters, and it just rocked the South Side. And the fact that we saw the video and heard the gunshots, I mean, that just, it gives you chills. And we're just all praying for him and hoping that he does well. And his fiance has been by his side. And boy, she was very vocal in what she had to say. And we just love the support that he's seeing. So how can everybody else pitch in?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a GoFundMe that was established by Danny's family a few days ago, and within 2 days, it has raised over $1.2 million.
Wow!
And if you would like to support the GoFundMe, you could search Danny Golden Support Fund. On top of that, there's many local charities and businesses that have rallied around and teamed up, making T-shirts, raising sales that way. There's lawn signs that will be going out in the neighborhood next week to support them, and the best thing was the Golden family driving home from the hospital on Tuesday in the neighborhood. And there's kids, you know, kids are out there hosting lemonade stands. And One of them raised over $13,000 within 5 hours. So
what? It's just, okay. Yeah. That's awesome. So everybody was, you know, dropping by and buying a glass of lemonade for $800 mm-hmm. or what?
Yep. I mean, Lisa, it speaks volumes of who Danny Golden is and who his family is. And you know, what happened, it's tragic, it's unfortunate, and it's not right. But Danny, you know, he's going to continue with a smile on his face, and this community has rallied around him, and we've grouped together, and, you know, we're here for them, and Casey, his fiance, and his entire family, and we're just going to keep going for Danny, and, you know, we're going to keep raising funds, and we're going to do this for him, because, you know, he's excited, and he's ready. He wants to get down to Shirley Ryan, and he's ready to fight, you know, and he wants to get stronger, and that's who he is. He doesn't quit, and this tragedy happened, but we're going to make light of it, and Danny Golden's going to be the one leading it.
And Liam, I had read that, I mean, like the second day, I think we were talking to Alderman Matt O'Shea, and he was saying that Danny already said, I want to go back and work for the police department.
Yep. I mean, Danny Golden's been on the Chicago Police Force for 7 years. But you talk to fellow police officers, you'd think he's a 25-year veteran. He's very well mature. I mean, that's just what he does. He selflessly gives himself to this city and this community to protect others. And he continues to do that. And this tragedy happened, but Danny Golden will be on top, and he's going to make light of it and continue to push forward. And he's the toughest guy we know, and that's why you see this community. I mean, they're a big family. Like I said, family of military veterans, but his mother's an ER nurse, three brothers are firemen. their family exemplifies what it means to serve and to serve our city and our community. And
yeah, he's a third generation Chicago cop, isn't he? That's what you said, third generation. Mm-hmm. His dad and his grandpa were also Chicago police officers. So yeah, that's where he gets it from. And so I know he's paralyzed from his waist down, from his stomach down, but is there not a bullet that is still lodged near his aorta?
Yep, there's, and I know with doctors, it's too close to his heart to remove. And so I know that's the least, it's crazy, but, you know, he saved lives that night, and he prevented a tragedy from turning into worse. And that's why he's our hero, and he always will be. And he's still with us. He's going to, you know, live a full life. He's going to get married to his beautiful fiance in a year and a half. And he's going to continue on, and he's going to become stronger from this. He already is. I mean, just the smile coming out of that hospital today to see his siblings, his mom, dad, fiance, and his friends and family, and these fellow police officers. I mean, it makes this bond tighter and tighter. And it's unfortunate that you have to see this through tragedy and see how close this community is and how people rally around each other. But like I said, Lisa, it speaks volume of who Danny Golden is and how he carries himself.
Hey, we know about the South Side. We know how tight you are, and that's what makes it the iconic place to live that everybody recognizes. And so, you know, our guy Kevin Powell, who is our sports guy, he is actually going to be an umpire when the cops play the firefighters at the game, right? You know, the big baseball game coming up?
Yep.
So when the Goldens are there and they've got three generations of cops and they've got three firefighters in the family, who are they cheering on?
I mean, it's a little split in between. That's why it's brotherly love. You know, you've got a few firemen, a few Chicago police. At the end of the day, they're all one family, and you know that. They selflessly serve our city, and that's just what it's really about. And it's a testament to that family and how strong they are. So if everyone could just please rally around this family and support Danny during this time. And like I said, you could follow them on the GoFundMe page. It's a Danny Golden Support Fund. You could also make a donation to the Chicago Patrolmen's Union in honor of Danny Golden Support Fund. And we're going to keep going for Danny, and it's only just getting started here on the South Side for him.
I love seeing his smile. Thanks for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News, Liam.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Steve has your news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.